This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stow.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stow.
All right, it is that time. Chat with Stu Mac. Stuart McMillan is joining me. Good morning, sir.
Scott Jago, we're getting our typing fingers out, and we're Googling today.
We're going to Google?
We're going to Googles.
All right.
Everybody does it.
Everybody does it.
Do you do it?
I do.
So I was asking around the newsroom, top things that people Google to kind of help us with our daily life. What are we Googling? Reverse phone lookup. How many times do you get a spam call or something you think, oh, this could be important, it could not be important, but they don't leave a message, and you're thinking,
right,
why didn't they leave a message? I could know who they are
right
that way. Reverse phone lookup. Almost do it daily when I'm getting spam called like crazy.
I do it more out of interest of the area code. That area code?
Yeah, where is this spam call coming from?
Okay.
Michael Calhoun gave me that tip. I was thinking about song lyrics. You're listening to a song on the radio and you get home and you're like, gosh, I have thought that this guy said this thing a certain way for years and he was not talking about mashed potatoes. You know, he was talking about something else. So,
right. I like to Google song lyrics. One in particular that always comes to mind, Black Crowes' Remedy. It sounds to me, still to this day, can I have some, instead of Remedy, Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Can I have some? The background singers.
He's thirsty.
Yes, Lemonade.
And the background singers say it too. Lemonade.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like Lemonade.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
That's one.
I've got one of those too. It's Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yeah.
I Google it every time. Every 5 years or so, I forgot that I Googled it before or looked it up. And I don't understand the song, but apparently there was a guy that looked like a lady and he sang about it.
One more. Otis Redding, the Christmas song. May your days
be merry.
Listen to the song,
right?
And if you don't think he says mayonnaise, mayonnaise.
Spread throughout the land, mayonnaise.
And here's the clip.
Fact checking. That's another good one. You know, just got to fact check something. Boom, Google. Beth Coughlin said recipes. She's always looking every day. She's Googling how to make 1 minute recipes or something.
Yeah.
Or 5 minute. See, Google is so nice.
I mean, what's funny about this is I remember, and I don't know if you do, but I remember the days when none of this existed.
Yeah, we had encyclopedias.
They had yellow pages.
Yeah, or cookbooks, you know.
And books.
Remember those things with pages?
It's so funny. I mean, we take it so much for granted the last 25-ish years.
Yep. Fact checking.
The life that we live. Just think, even as reporters.
Yeah, right.
Back in the day when you had to go to some office to find some data in a folder as opposed to just being at your computer.
Right. It's seconds.
It's crazy.
Seconds instead of hours. We can look up something and become really smart all of a sudden. Hey, we know something.
Some of us.
Sometimes spelling, we kind of use it as a dictionary, or pronunciations.
Yeah.
I overemphasize. Everybody knows I say that word wrong, which is really funny.
That's
funny. The one word
you've
I say wrong.
Well, I don't know about word. Well, you've got a few.
I do. I'm going to create my own dictionary. Stewart's Dictionary of Pronunciations.
The Macmillan Dictionary would be funny.
The Studic. That's going to be my dictionary, my little book. It's just for me. It's all my words.
We're not
going to
say that slow. We're going to say it real quick.
Studic. Yeah, it's Studic. If you say it slowly,
we might have a.
You know what will happen?
We might get in trouble.
Can I spell it?
Yes.
Studic.
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 It sounds cool. Actually,
yeah.
Let me check the Studic. I'm going to see what it says.
Yeah, because against the actual dictionary, which will be correct. And then you'll know what's wrong when you look in the Studic. Everybody knows what's wrong when you look in the Studic.
Pronunciations. Pronunciations.
How do I even say it? I don't even know how to say it. Pronunciations. I pronounce myself wrong in every way.
But you said you're going to start with volume 2?
Yeah, because volume 1 is just... The completionists out there will be really messed up by this because they'll be looking for volume 1 on...
Volume 1?
That's part of it. The Studic. Look it up. Under W, you'll figure it out. It'll be more interesting than a dictionary or a phone book.
We're going to have a commercial for the Studic. Studic, volume...
Get your Studic volume 2 today. Get your credit card ready in the next 5 minutes. 555-555-555-555.